It's Thursday, December 14th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Over 60 church leaders in the northeastern African country of Sudan face charges from courts in the country's capital of Khartoum for refusing to hand over their church lands to a Muslim businessman named Al Neal, reports Morningstar News. Last week, a judge in Sudan upheld the eviction of two pastors from their homes along with their families. Al Neal is behind nearly all of the current cases, and Christians there see it as an attempt to take over church property. Please pray for his repentance. The persecution of Christians in Sudan has increased since the secession of South Sudan in 2011. Foreign Christians have been expelled, South Sudanese Christians arrested, and threatened with death, and churches bulldozed. Sudan ranks 5th on Open Doors 2017 World Watch List of nations for worst Christian persecution. The International Criminal Court has called for the arrest of Sudan's president Omar al-Bashir earlier this year for genocide and crimes against humanity. Jesus said in Luke 18:29-30, "There is no one who has left their house or parents or brothers or wife or children for the sake of the kingdom of God, who shall not receive many times more in this present age and in the age to come eternal life." Austria's constitutional court ruled that people of the same sex can marry each other in 2019, reports Reuters. The court found current law to be discriminatory in only allowing civil partnerships for those committed to vile passions. This comes after 62% of voters supported this abomination in God's eyes. The Archbishop of Vienna stated the ruling was a denial of reality. Quote, "I am confident that in the long term, the insight into the order of creation will prevail again, which man cannot ignore without suffering harm." End quote. American Life League's 2017 Planned Parenthood Facilities report found the murder giant lost 32 abortion mills across 16 states this year, reports Life News. This brings Planned Parenthood's facilities in the U.S. to 597, down from 700 in 1973 and 938 in 1995. A closure in Wyoming makes for 2 states now with no Planned Parenthood mills, the other state being North Dakota. Although Planned Parenthood has tried to open larger facilities, its customer base has decreased by 23.6% in the last decade. The Chicago-based Pro-Life Action League is organizing caroling events around the country outside abortion mills this month called Peace in the Womb. These events have been held since 2003. The group's director, Eric Scheidler, said to the Christian Post, quote, "When you come out to an abortion facility to sing Christmas carols, you come face to face with the wounds of our society and in our hearts that Christ was born to heal. I hope that all our carolers come away with a more profound sense of how much the world needs Christ, why Christmas really matters." End quote. Already, 3 babies this year have been rescued from being killed through this ministry. As the Christmas hymn Hark the Herald Angels Sing, based on Luke 2, says, "Hail the heavenly Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings." A Bangladeshi immigrant detonated a homemade pipe bomb on Monday in a busy transit hub in New York City, injuring 5 people. The 27-year-old named Akayet Ullah claimed allegiance to ISIS and is now in custody. Police Commissioner James O'Neill called it a, quote, "terror-related incident," end quote. Law enforcement officials said Ullah chose the location where he set off the bomb because of its Christmas-themed posters. This comes a few weeks after a terrorist attack with a truck killed 8 people in Lower Manhattan. As we reported yesterday, U.S. Senate candidate Roy Moore of Alabama has refused to concede the special election seat over 24 hours after Democrat Doug Jones won the election, 51-49, reports Fox News. Moore stated his campaign is waiting for the Alabama Secretary of State to give certification. Moore discussed a recount yesterday in a speech after the election.
realize when the vote is this close that it's not over.
Stay tuned for a Worldview special report after today's newscast on the Justice Department's investigation of Planned Parenthood over the illegal sale of human body parts from unborn babies. While about 9 out of 10 Americans plan to celebrate Christmas, about 43% believe basic historical facts about Christ's coming are not true, such as the virgin birth, Jesus being laid in a manger, angels appearing to the shepherds, and the visit of the wise men. Pew Research released a study recently finding only 57% of people agreed with the biblical account, down from 65% in 2014. Even among those who call themselves Christians, only 76% say the story is true, compared to 81% in 2014. Paul wrote in Galatians 4:4-5, "But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoptions as sons." As you know, the Worldview and Generations Ministries are committed to bringing a biblical worldview back to the news, to family life, and to the education of our children. We are grateful for your trust in the work we do. As the Lord has blessed you this year, please consider blessing this ministry with a much-needed year-end donation right now as we continue to declare Jesus is Lord over all. Go to theworldview.com/give. That's theworldview.com/give. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, December 14th in the year of our Lord, 2017. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview special report by Emily Swanson. Earlier this week, The Worldview covered the Department of Justice finally opening up an in-depth investigation into Planned Parenthood for the sale of aborted baby body parts. The Worldview spoke to Tara Sharver of End Abortion Now in New Mexico about why the investigation took so long to get started.
Really, this whole story began back in July of 2015, and at that time we were under an Obama administration. So, of course, Obama's administration was not in any way, shape, or form ever going to look into the harvesting and selling of aborted fetal remains, because we know that he is probably the most radically pro-abortion president in the history of our nation.
Sharver said that the new president has been a reprieve.
Under President Trump, we've really been given a reprieve and a chance to really seek accountability and justice regarding this issue.
Sharver said that the Department of Justice investigating Planned Parenthood also helps them as they seek an investigation into the New Mexico late-term abortion mill there in Albuquerque for the sale of aborted baby body parts.
Here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, we actually are home to the largest late-term abortion facility, and both of those entities have been found to be harvesting and transferring aborted baby body parts to either a procurement company for a profit, or in our case in Albuquerque, to the local university so that they can do research on parts of aborted babies, like their brains, their hearts, their liver. It's really just another way that the abortion industry has so dehumanized the preborn child to make a profit and utilize every last little bit of the precious babies that are being killed.
Sharver remarked that the Center for Medical Progress's videos really opened the floodgates for more undercover videos exposing the darkness.
The Center for Medical Progress's undercover videos have really created a sense of urgency, and they were able to gain a lot of momentum. Even though they didn't get widespread mainstream media coverage, it's sort of one of those things that's hard to overlook and it's hard to keep hidden.
Sharver emphasized that it is God who has exposed Planned Parenthood and these other abortion mills.
I think it's just something that God obviously is not wanting to keep hidden, and he's really done tremendous things. And again, I think under President Trump, we've just been given so much grace. Now, as the Christian community, as pro-life advocates, we're having more of a voice and a platform to get our message out there.
Sharver said the forces of darkness do not want the truth to be brought out about Planned Parenthood, but it is.
The forces of darkness do not want truth to be brought to light. We're just really grateful that this heinous crime has been brought to light and that there will now be accountability with the Department of Justice investigating both Planned Parenthood and more locally Southwestern Women's Options and the University of New Mexico, because we've been waiting for 2 years to have a breakthrough.
Sharver said that the Attorney General in New Mexico has been dragging his feet on the investigation into the abortion mill there, but they are hopeful now that the national investigation into Planned Parenthood has begun. Sharver shared the verse Proverbs 24:11 as the heart and soul behind fighting for the lives of every woman and her child. Rescue those who are being taken away to death. Hold back those who are stumbling to the slaughter. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.